From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The World Health Organization has dramatically increased the number of reported cases of Ebola in the outbreak to nearly 14,000. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports the jump is due to revisions of health records and not a spike in cases over the past week.
The new official Ebola tally from the WHO is 13,703 cases. This is nearly 4,000 more than in the last report just a few days ago. The WHO says the new number is due to a review and recategorization of cases dating back to the beginning of the outbreak. Liberia remains the hardest hit nation, but the WHO's Bruce Aylward says there's actually been a slowing down of the epidemic there, as Ebola cases are caught and treated earlier. Neighboring Sierra Leone, however, is another story.
We're seeing actually this thing burning quite hot in parts of Sierra Leone still right now.
He says the overall outbreak is still far from being contained. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
The White House's unclassified computer network has apparently been breached by unidentified intruders. That's according to administration officials. As NPR's David Wellen explains, the hacking of the presidential computer system appears to have led to some service disruption.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the White House has been aware for some time of what he calls activity of concern on its computer network.
Aside from some inconveniences, it has not affected the ability of White House staffers and others who use the White House network to carry out the important work that's done here on a daily basis.
Earnest did not say who might be behind the cyber intrusion, but House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers says there's a prime suspect.
Cyber espionage is a key component of the Russian Federation. They are probably the most capable in the world.
Rogers added that most Americans don't realize their country's in a cyber war, not necessarily winning. David Wellman, NPR News, Washington.
On the second anniversary of Superstorm Sandy, federal officials visited some communities in New Jersey where residents are still struggling to rebuild. The state's Governor Chris Christie made a stop in the oceanside town of Balmer, which has rebuilt its boardwalk area since the storm. Christie was heckled by a man who criticized the pace of recovery efforts. The governor had a blunt response.
All you've been doing is flapping your mouth and not doing anything. So listen, you want to have the conversation later? I'm happy to have it, buddy. But until that time, sit down and shut up.
Christie said his administration will continue working until everyone gets the help who needs it. Weather systems blamed for at least 182 deaths and $65 billion in damages. Radio Shack has hired a former Treasury Department advisor to help the electronics retailer in its turnaround efforts. Texas-based Radio Shack announcing it's pegged Harry Wilson to serve as what it's calling its chief revitalization officer. He'll report to the company's board and CEO. On Wall Street, the Dow turned lower today, down 31 points at 16,974. The Nasdaq dropped 15 points. This is NPR. The U.S. Supreme Court says the justices this week will get their first chance to decide whether they're interested in another fight over the administration's health care law. Some of the same players who failed in their first effort to kill the law, known as Obamacare, now want the justices to rule on subsidies under the plan that help millions of low- and middle-income people afford health care premiums. Challengers contend those subsidies are illegal. Investigators are looking into the spectacular failure of an unmanned rocket bound for the International Space Station. As NPR's Jeff Bromfield reports, some suspect the rocket's Russian-built engines.
The Antares rocket exploded seconds after liftoff. The investigation is just starting, but the rocket's engines are likely to be a focus. The Antares is built by U.S. company Orbital Sciences, but the engines are Russian. They're spares from the Soviet Union's space program. Jonathan McDowell is with the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics.
They were in fact built in Russia about 40 years ago and stored in plastic bags after their moon program was canceled.
One of the engines failed during testing earlier this year, but they have worked in the past. Four other flights using the old engines have made it to space without a hitch. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
The explosion took place last night, just 6 seconds after liftoff. At least 10 people are known dead. More than 250 others are still listed as missing after a mudslide in Sri Lanka. According to reports from the region, the mudslide buried scores of workers' houses at a tea plantation there. The slide, triggered by monsoon rains, has now brought on a massive rescue effort with the country's military mobilized to try to find those who remain buried. Much of the Indian island nation has seen heavy rains over the past several weeks. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.